Well, I mean, I think that there was an option to consider of taking a safety, but, you know, then a field goal would have beat us, and Tucker's got a big leg, so, you know, if we kick and they get the ball or fair catch it or, you know, whatever, then didn't really want to do that. Didn't want to give him a chance to beat us with a field goal because he can, you know, he hit that 63-yarder against Detroit, so we didn't want to do that. You know, definitely we're going to put the ball in the air to try to get a first down, and we just didn't – I just didn't feel like running the ball and risking a handoff or penetration or anything like that, like what happened on the goal line play was worth it. So we tried to take – we knew what that was going to come down to. We figured there would be 15 seconds when we punted the ball back to him, and so we would have had to play defense for two plays at the most, but probably one and a Hail Mary. So that's – about the way it turned out. It turned out about the way we thought it would, that we would be ready for the Hail Mary play. We put Rob in and use that that Hail Mary defense. And so that's really it came out about that's almost exactly the way we thought it would, other than, you know, let's say Jones ran a little time off the clock by running across the field. So that might have cost him a play. I don't know. I mean, I think we did everything within the rules. We reported, we lined up legally, we came out after the play, so not really sure what the issue is, but he's ready. You know, he's ready. Then again, that's a play that we've practiced for a while, and I think Julian's, you know, made a lot of good decisions on that play in practice, no matter what it is, whether it's open or covered or whatever the play is, he does a good job. So I think we have a lot of confidence in him. We had a lot of confidence in him to run that play, no matter what they did, if they had. But whatever happened, I think he's pretty much seen it all in practice and always done the right thing for us. So it was good level of confidence in that play. But it was, you know, the right time to make it. And, you know, the defense was good. I think the way it's set up was good. So it was, you know, it was well executed. I mean, that's the bottom line. Those guys, Tom and Julian, Rob, Danny, they all had a key part in the play. They all did a good job of it. We got the reaction we were looking for on defense, and we were able to take advantage of it. I think we had our moments. We were playing against a good front, so let's start with that. And we've seen a lot of good fronts recently, the week before, and the week before that. Baltimore's a good one. They got good players on the edge, you know, with Doomerville, Suggs, Upshaw. McPhee, I got good players inside with, you know, Nada, Candy, Jernigan. They move McPhee inside some, so Williams. So there's a lot of good players in there. You know, I thought we hung in there. They certainly made some plays, but, you know, I thought we kept the pass rush off of the Tom for the most part, and he was able to get the ball out on time, and we were able to be productive in the passing game. So. You know, it wasn't perfect, but it was productive, and can always be better.